Let us pray. Thy strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking it was done. For created light we thank thee, while thine order seasons run. Give us lips to sing thy glory, tongues thy mercy to proclaim, throats that shout the hope that fills us, mouths to speak thy holy name. Alleluia. Alleluia. May the light which thou dost send fill our songs with alleluias, alleluias without end. Amen. You know, when we talk about baptism, we tend to use a lot of different kinds of images, including ones about deliverance and adoption, and even death and resurrection. Often, we talk about becoming a new creation in Christ. But I'm not sure we often think about what that actually means. Maybe you think that's not true. I mean, we do tend to think about it. But there are some of us that tend to think about it a little bit more like, well, when we are baptized, well, life gets better, or we become better, better people, more moral or pious or generous, or maybe we sin less. Or if you don't think about it that way, you might think about it like this new creation is kind of like something about us is broken, and, well, baptism, becoming a part of the new creation, sort of fixes us, glues us back together somehow. I think that there are some good things about thinking that way about it all, but the problem is, well, it makes it all so tame, so domesticated, and, well, so different than what the texts we just read hint at when it comes to baptism, when it comes to creation, when it comes to what God is up to in the world. In these texts, we have this God that, well, dances in the middle of chaos at the beginning, speaks light into being, moves about like an artist, passionately making a creative, riotous, beautiful, messy world where creativity and light dance at the edges, never fully tamed, just sort of ordered. In these texts, we have a God who will tears open, rends, rips apart the heavens and descends, driving, actually forcefully driving Jesus into the wilderness to hang out with the beasts, with the wild beasts, the text says. In these texts, we have this God who, well, brings new vision and language upon those who thought they'd already gotten it all already, a God who brings unexpected and new life. In these texts, we have a God whose voice shakes the wilderness and causes all creation to fall in awe. In these texts, we have this God who doesn't really seem overly interested in just making things better by fixing them. But it seems like this God is interested in breaking things and making them radically new. Light broke open the darkness in the beginning, and creation began. God ripped open the heavens and came pouring into the world. This all makes me wonder if maybe being made new, becoming part of a new creation in Christ, isn't so much about being fixed, but about being broken. Being broken open so that God can dance in the middle of the chaos of our lives and help us to create anew. This all makes me wonder if maybe the whole point of this baptismal journey isn't this following after Jesus isn't about being good or proper or perfect, but it's about being open to the radical, messy beauty of creativity with all of its glorious newness, its crazy mistakes, and its perfect imperfections. It makes me wonder if maybe, just maybe, the point at which we too hear the words that we are beloved children with whom God is well pleased is not when we are well put together, is not when we've accomplished great things, but rather when we come up sopping wet from the water, our hearts torn open from recognizing our own weakness and need for forgiveness, and us finding that we are held suddenly in the dancing breath of God that promises to make even our mess into something new. And that makes me think that maybe, just maybe, that might just be really good news. Amen.